Yeah, Mofus Lisi, right? Okay. So he's bringing here different, I don't know if the word is proofs, but pointing out that Torah is the Hashlam of everything, and a Hechreach, that Torah is Min HaShemayim. In other words, and I shy away from the word proofs, but different ways of pointing out that Torah must have come in HaShemayim. Mofes Lishi, v'hu mofes bar chi of Torah min HaShemayim, v'zeh, ki roish afrois tevel hu ha'adam. The human being is the crown of, in the, of on the pyramid of creation. V'ubishvilo nivra kol. He's saying if man is the point of the Bria, he's sort of the top of the Bria, so obviously he is underneath HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we're admitting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything and man is on top of the world, there must be a connection between the two. Shem Loiken, Ya'odam Efne Atzim Misul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If not, then basically you're saying that man is a separate entity from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hurech betachtoinim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokai b'alyonim. You're basically making two parallels again. You're making the parallel between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Adam, which is not a good parallel. Hurech betachtoinim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokai b'alyonim. Rak shetzach ha'teloyimah b'amashem mekabalim gzeir se'ila hi'ater min ha'shamayim shu lo'oil al ha'adam. What you have to say is, well, I see the call's dropped. Some issue here with the connection. Okay, we seem to have some issue with the connection here.
Yes, okay, I switched to a different device, maybe this will help.
Okay, so he says, so there's going to have to be a connection where you have something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Adam, that instead of Adam being a parallel, he actually is subordinate to. So you can either have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world and Adam in the world, and then, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu on top. Basically, his line of reasoning is you can't have Adam as a sovereign be'etzim. In other words, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't told us what to do, then basically it's a free-for-all. I have no moral... I do have bechira that I can listen not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's a structure of being needing to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if it's a free-for-all, then it's nothing. Rak shetzorcha t'loy ma'ashem ha'ashem ha'kav adon gzeir se'il le'yater v'shemayim shal ol adam u'bazeu misurit al shu'se'il le'ma'ashem shal'aseh. Because the very fact, every animal doesn't need, we don't need to show a Torah that will make him under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dominion. The very fact that he's programmed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like if I program a robot, even if I'm not directing it now with a long extension cord, the fact that the robot is programmed, he's doing what I'm telling it to do. So the cow outside, it's been programmed what it's supposed to do, and it does it. Adam is not programmed. Now, the malachim are also, they do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and therefore they do what they were created to be. So there is no contradiction between their existence and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether or not they have a Torah. That's irrelevant. Zulas ha'adam ashur ba'al b'chir v'tzeinus lasis. Man, however, can do what he wants to do. Or l'kachem lo'yem mitziv v'maisiv. There's no mitziv or yacholok b'tachtonim k'rishus latzmai. V'lo l'kishav v'sidur b'ilosai. And he would not have anything tying him to shoresh. V'dov is the efshe adam nivdol min'iv yashus atzmai. Now, it means we're talking here much more than just Torah mitzvahs. The whole concept, if Adam is put into the Bria as an independent, autonomous being, then basically for all practical purposes, what was, and right now there are two gods in the world. But if Adam is a mitzvah, so whether he chooses or not, but being a mitzvah means that there's a direct line. Something goes from him to the world. Maybe the fact that human continued existence, the fact that life or death of ourselves in our hands, so isn't that enough to demonstrate whether or not HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top of us? Dovazen lo yimaklal. Ki im ha'odam tachas rishus Hashem yisparach. Mashe shor olam yisoy. Ezen sarv sesichli. So, yes, that's vis-a-vis a person's physical body. It's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to keep it alive or dead. Ki kol nevroim shutofen bazeh. Amash ha'odam sichli, but in the essence of man, which is the seichel and the das, mitzad hazeh roeh she'etas rishus hila, that also needs to be in that line of command. V'efshe hazeh rak hashnas ha'Torah. So only Torah fulfills that role. She'edea Torah ha'odam b'mashu sichli tas rishus hila. So Adam, as a bal seichel, as a bal das, is tas rishus hila only by dint of that. Asher tzivol she'ad nehogesh lo b'inyan zeh. If not that, then a person is, the fact is a bal seichel miyuchad, it's by implication, he's not beholden to anything. Kashehu ben yud gimel shana she'azalim bal seichel v'das u'bal ma'isim nitztav v'tachshus ilo mitzad zeh. So it's very fascinating, his take. He gives a second take. The normal reason why we understand why when somebody's 13 he becomes chayav in mitzvahs is because he's at that age first capable of doing mitzvahs. A person who's not a ben das is not capable of doing mitzvahs. When he becomes 13, he becomes capable of doing mitzvahs, and that's when there's a tzibur on him. He's learning it differently. What he's saying is that until he's 13, a person doesn't need Torah mitzvahs because he's not really an independent being. To some degree, is acting as programmed, and therefore, there's nothing in his mitzias that would tell us that he's not under Kadosh Baruch Hu's dominion. At 13, when a person becomes a bandas, meaning his koch bechira becomes sharpened, now we first feel that maybe. Now we have that contradiction that requires us to have Torah mitzvahs. So it's quite a different pshat than the norm of why Gimel Shana. So maybe you'll counter me that maybe, but the person has Yetzirah. So he says like this, Ein ze sheila, ki do b'zeh mitzara Yetzirah shebo. So he says, in response to the question that still a person struggles in doing good and bad, so the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu has commanded him, what does that do? So he says that the person's bechira is built on the fact that his quote unquote self is an amalgam of his guf and his neshama. Mitzad his neshama, he's a mitzvah, and was the neshama to be the only player then that would be enough for him to not to aver. He would feel a mitzvah. He would be a mitzvah, and that would be that. But in mitzvah's guf, the guf pulls him in a different direction. So the guf is not really beholden through its tzivui. This is, but the guf has a different inyan. The guf has the inyan that it is, it dies and lives and so on. So between the two, in the guf, which is not, doesn't necessarily feel beholden to the tzivuyim, that we have the simpler level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dominion, and the fact that Chaim Mavis is Biyar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the neshama, there, once a person's mitzvah, the neshama feels beholden. And the reason why we do good when we do it is because of that neshama's feeling. The goof belongs to Tarsa Ila Misaf Sidu, Zim Shutov Kalam Fram. A Marsh of Tarsa Shusa Ila Mitsachorim Sichli, Yafshalemik and Rakna Shigosa Al Adam Xeras Mitzvoisav. Lefikoch, Milvad Katerman Shemaim of Wobetur of Adia Nevim, Biru Chachom Chachmos Molboy, Oilam Katerman Shemaim of Eschotech, Moshe's Barber Somov, and Vorm Shaman. So he says, the Torah itself testifies to the fact that Torah is min hashamayim. The Neviim supported that. We gave you some arguments, and later on he will, in a few paragraphs, he's going to give, in the next paragraph, he's going to give another, what he feels is a very strong proof. So he raises another possible argument. He says maybe the very fact that the person recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being the ultimate force, and a person accepts it, sort of a general religious personality, like a devout Christian of sorts, you know, recognizes that there's divinity above him without the recourse to Torah, which is kind of very specific. So this is a very, very important point. The Rambam actually mentions it when he speaks about Zayim Mitzvei Noach. There is a world of difference if I recognize something because I recognize its validity, or I recognize it as something that is obligatory on me. If a person, I may be talking to somebody and recognize the validity of everything he says and do everything he tells me to do. So someone comes to me and says, you know, I think you ought to change your life and you ought to do these 10 things. I listen, it makes a lot of sense, and I say, yes, these make a lot of sense. There's no way I can say I'm under his dominion, even if I'm doing everything he tells me to do. But if somebody's my boss, let's say my boss at work, so in as regards work, I have to do what he tells me to do, or somebody is a government, and so on, there, because I'm doing it, because I'm obliged to follow, it's sort of a get of a tzivui. So that's very, very different in terms of the level of chiyuv. And that's what he says, that if a person were just to recognize the truth of it, and the halacha is b'nei noach, if they're mekabel mitzvahs, to be a ger toshav, if a person does it because he thinks it's right, that does not make him a ger toshav. He needs to accept it upon himself because Moshe Rabbeinu is mitzave. V'zeh ikar pirsha shomer chazal shekof aleihem Hashem yisbar achar kegigis. V'omer lehem, im atem mekalim ator mutav, v'im lav shom teik vuraschem. V'lomer nitzach, utzach, hare kodme nasa l'nishma, v'meshubar oy dover zeh, aval ein roi shir kabol sator me'atzma shel odom. So he says, Torah should not be Torah cannot come because I affirm its validity. A person needs to recognize that his role is to be a mitzvah. It's only when it's forced. That's why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the kafadim hakigigis, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that imat mekam tor mutam lo, because we needed to accept it as something that we must do rather than we ought to do. Let's give an example. Imagine somebody's sick and a doctor tells him you need to eat X, Y, or Z, and the person says, no, I think it's good, I actually like X, Y, or Z. So it's not better. It's only better if the doctor says, listen, I'm glad you like it, and that's great, so you're not going to have difficulty. But I want you to understand the consequence of your not eating A, B, or C is going to be that you'll die. It's something that you must have. Don't do it because you like it, because what happens if one morning you wake up and you don't like it? So it's definitely wonderful that you're enhancing the fact that you're taking this medicine and you like it. That's a great thing. But you're taking away. Imagine an army. An army can't run on people that are just doing it because they're motivated. An army has to run on people that they accept that they have to do it, and if they're motivated, that certainly brings out a lot more. I want to add one more knetch to this point of hechreach and so on. I think it's in some ways it speaks to this matter in a very essential way. If I tell you I have a car, now I tell you the car, you can do many things, you can put many things in the car. So I have a little ice bucket in the car and I could put cold Pepsi. I have a CD player, I could put CDs in, I could stack CDs. And I have an engine and I could put gas in the engine. Now, how do I distinguish between what is the essential part of the car, what's essential and what's non-essential? Well, it's very simple. If I don't have Coke in or beer in my cooler, and the car will run. Certainly without beer, it might even run better than with a beer. If I take out CDs, it might be more boring, but the car will run. If I don't put the gas in, the car will not run. So, hechreach, that which I must have, also tells me that this is essentially so. The word essential and must have are synonyms in a certain sense. So if I look at my world and I say to myself, what must I do and what are nice things to do? The things that what must I do, for instance, I must eat. And that means that eating is essentially part of me. There's no way I can take a haircut or not take a haircut. So anything which I must do is essential. So if the world of mitzvahs is a tzivui, so that means it is me essentially. That's what I am, a vehicle for being mekayem HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivuyim. If mitzvahs are lovely activities that make me a better person, well, better doesn't mean essential. So I can take a car and I can buy extras on the car, all sorts of nice tchotchkes. By the fact that they're called extras means that this is not the car itself. That brings another gemara. Kach omru neperek nigma din echad din imamnes omru ba'achas. 12 shoyes have a yoim. Shorishayna Hutzpar Ofa Shnia Nasigolam Shlishes Nim Trevara Vivis Nezikobin Shama. Thanks for Sanhedrin, that Kaddish Baruch Hu every hour added another part to the person. Shvius Nitavloi Chava Shminus Olamitus Shneim Vyoda Arba. Shias Nitstava Sirius Sorach Acharas Nidoin Shneimos Nitra Volachloi Shinema Odin Bikor Bayol Nim Shemus Nidmo Adkan. Bo Levaya Metzias Odom Husay Loimash Odom Makol. The first thing by saying that, so this is a very strange Chazal, obviously. So the first thing Chazal I'm telling you is that man's formation spanned 12 hours, which means it included the entire gamut of this world, because it just like space is everything, place everything, time. So if you take the entire day and Adam is includes that in himself, that means that Adam is the entirety. Had a person been made in a few hours of the day, he'd only be a part of the picture. So the night, which is normally a time is a person is inactive, that's because 12 hours was incorporated in man, the entire the gamut of human activity, and the inactivity of the night becomes the person's inactivity or lack of existence. And now he's going to explain each step of it. The first hour, the earth was piled up. Everything in the world, it consists of form and substance. Everything in the world has a substance which upon it we impose something else. So the first thing was substance. Piling up earth is usually the beginning of some project. The second hour, nasigolam means like an unformed, you know, it's like when you make the general shape, you roll the metal into some sort of cylinder, because and then from that it'll work. Pirush, amadrega beisheshu shekibul achoyme his mazgas. It's you bring it together, and it's like you take the earth and you make a clump out of it. It's unshaped yet, but it's together. It's the mixing of the earth which creates another entity. The third hour, nimtuchei varav. Ki acha amurkav atzameach, who is pashas agidol. So nimtuchei varav means the extensions. We began to extend him, and that's like a pchina of gidl, which is the tzomeach. That's from nimtchei varav who koch agidl v'tzomeach. The limbs of a person are the extensions of the person, and those extensions came out. Shoravias nizik by neshama hu achiyuni. That's life itself. Chamishis omar araglov. Dova ze madrega chamishis. This is the fifth madrega after Adam. What? Ki Ela Madregas, the first one's Madregas Golem, that you find in a domain. A rack is a golem. It's a clump of earth. Hatzameach timatzibitzameach. Bichol dover sheshto tzmicha. So growing, pulling out the limbs, you find in anything that grows. Hachiyuni timtza bebal chai. The life force you find in animals. Avol dover shamar al raglo lo timtza rak ba'adam. The Amad Araglov you find only Badam. Ki chola nivarem kulam holchim kfufim pnei yered lemata. All living beings walk on all four with their faces facing the ground. Avla Adam hoylech koymim. Man walks upright. Why? Mishu melech nemtzayin tachtanim. He's the king. Va'melech roi sheholech b'skifa. He should walk upright, erect, is appropriate for man. And in this world, there's nothing. So the normal, the most elementary acknowledgement of royalty and monarchy is bowing down, prostrating yourself. It shows that you're lower and the person who's standing is king. And that's how man is. And this is something because from a biological / evolutionary point of view, standing upright is a very, very inefficient, it's very, very inefficient. Spreading out your weight over 4 feet is much more efficient. Over two, it requires an extraordinary balancing feat. It's much less stable, and it doesn't confer men many advantages. It gives podiatrists business, but it doesn't really confer any real advantage to a person. And one would have expected, you know, yes, you can always scratch your head and say you can reach higher leaves, you can do this, you can do that. But at the end of the day, it's a very unwieldy system to walk on 2 feet. There are many more extraordinary pieces about his kaima skufa. I call nimrus bashamru chaviv adam shiver b'tzalam lekim and despite what we're chaim ayin sham. And this is his walking upright has a lot to do with tzalam lekim. I think what it means is the spheres of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are appropriately mapped out on the human form from top to bottom. So the head, the hands, the torso, the feet, they all carry some sort of representation of a higher type of it's the right word for it, not a map, but it's a diagram, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas. So by walking upright, we are expressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos, and that's very unique. That's the Tzel Malikim that Adam was created in. Shor Shishis, Sext out Dovazer Madrega Yoisel Yoina. Vasechel Shekana, Ki Kriyas HaShemes Moiraz Al Chochma Vadash Al HaShemes Baruch Hu Likor HaShemes. Ve'ein Sofik, so the das is another darga, and that's this type of das is reading names. Shvius is darga chava, which is another step up. So that creates a greater shlemus in Adam. So that's a higher standard. Shosh minus all the meat of your abo perivia. Shadovaze, based on Madrega Sefson, is still another Madrega where we become parents. Adam who prati bats will vad. Umashayesh by a tolodo perivia, any nasha prati. Shebekoha rebuy built a gvul. So the fact that man includes himself future worlds, that's still more. This is what he's getting to. Nitztava, he was commanded. So man has gotten to the point of the highest point is nitztava. From this, if you look at the Chazal, it's going to be all downhill. That serious is he did an avera, charas nidnishtemes in itavalachlo. So this is as high as Adam is going to reach, and then it's going to be downhill from that point. So he says the person was nitztave in Maisim, that this becomes the core of his nefesh, much as well a Maila. Void im haya beloya gzeir Hashem's bechor adam latzmoi lo bal machas shemayim. Void who look at if there wouldn't be another piece, then we've created another demigod of sorts. Lefikach inyan abriyash adam uroish boil matachten biyesh leila. The bria itself is defined as Adam, who is the high point, and he has something above him. He has to accept on himself. So the minimal Zayin mitzvahs are a certain compass of all different types of mitzvahs. Vezeo amadrega gdola. So here is a chazal that expresses the tzivui itself as being the high point of creation. It becomes part of the person. From the ninth hour onwards, and that's called mincha, ketana mincha, is the world, it begins to get dark. That's why in the tenth already, the shadows began. This chet is sort of part of a natural process. So the reason why Chazal lists it is because the potential for chet and the almost inevitability for chet, that's chet is bria. And it starts becoming dark. So what Chazal told us was, ki tekev umyad bebriyas adam, I efshesh yitztava adam. You know, tzivui is not an addition; it's part of the briyas adam. Ki atzivan shem yisparach nimshach lebriya. Kein roya she adam sor mina ila rak yaimed mesudat asur se ila. U keneged elu amoyfsim and emonish chayasem hashemayim. So he says these. I've painted for you, I've mapped out for you two very solid reasons why a person must be mitzvah, and the luchos and Torah connected that. One is that the person as a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be subordinate. Vasheni, the second reason is kiruah shushlam adam yeter min Hashem yisparach. A person's shleimus, requires furthering his shleimus to become what he ought to be. Well, the fikach shenu am beter, asas divne atzman, vasheni kodem atzman. That's the reason why you have that split between asas adibris and Torah. Vezer, ki asas adibrisim kabolas machusa yisparach. Well, the Eila mitzvahs are oimet asur se'ila. There are Kabbalas Malchus, and these mitzvahs, what the person is expressing is not the details of the mitzvahs he's doing, but the fact that in doing the mitzvahs, he's mekabel on himself the Rishus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, the figure like Simon says, Lilu Shein Luchse Atzman, V'niku Luchse Abris, Shem Kabbalas Malchusei, V'ascholose, Anoich Hashem Alekecha, Loima, Ki Uyisbarach, Malkom. So the Aseres Hadibros provides the basic gzeira of the ila and the olul. Okay, finally, one more point. V'oid yesh moifis ki hine kol achoykri midayit of zirkun skimu. She efshalias raka sechal jesal poil. Asher koin shisko bekoyach, voyetal poil. Eindos a maatsma, kim shasecho yetal poil, ade a sechal ha poil. Shumashpi a sechal moshedum devre. So there's a philosophical argument that the ability for a person's understanding to move from potential to actual understanding requires an influence from the outside that does it. So just like being taught it looks like a person is taught a language. Nobody learns a language by himself. You must be taught a language. So there's some disagreement. There's a concept called Sechel HaPoel, which is the middle intelligence that the Greeks believed in. It was sort of the high intelligence. Whatever it is, he says, we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it. The bottom line is everybody seems to agree Motzaser shalom shebekoach lapol. There must be the mind that the fully realized intellect, what a capital I, is what allows the unrealized potential intellect of us to realize its potential. V'dovazeh b'prati amin shekal seich seich ma'adam u'prati u'motzeh seich lapol u'bevarek yoyseh v'yishar yoyseh kodem ha'shpoh ha'seich la'klal sheyoyseh v'yishar prat. So first there had to be something for the klal of humanity, and then each person his own develops himself. If we can just give it, I guess, something a little bit more down to earth, if we can explain it, it's the basic ideas and concepts and so on are always given to us from someplace else. When a person understands things, knows things, there are certain knowns and givens, right and wrong and so on, that's coming from the outside, and it taps into some potential understanding that happens. And this had to have come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says. And I guess speech would be the best. We learn how to speak by imitation, but if there's no one to imitate, we can't speak. So it's certainly the arguments that he's giving are not going to convince someone who's a total apikoros, obviously. It's not going to help very much. But for a person who buys into it religiously and understands, you know, that this is through a certain needs, and the question is, we with our own intellect looking at it and attaining it and understanding it, versus HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mitzave and telling us, for that it becomes for that his argument's a real argument. Okay, we'll hold it here. Next week I won't be here. Okay? Take care, good vach.
Good
fucking.